All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. We're glad to have y'all here. And as always, we're going to begin our meeting with an invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. Today, the invocation will be given by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
We want to come to you again this morning. We're so thankful that your grace and mercy renews daily. We know we need it. And help pray that you would help us to make the best decisions possible for the citizens of Jefferson County. Pray that you would be with all of our school children and educators and administrators as we get back in the flow of school time. And be with all them as they transition to new schools or start a new school year, help them to have a great attitude. And Lord, we pray that you would just watch over us and keep us safe and watch over our military across the country.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I don't want to make an announcement at the beginning of the meeting, just in case there's anyone in the county that didn't get the email yesterday, and that's that the legislature in this past session passed a bill relating to the Open Meetings Act that is going to become effective on September 1st. And prior legislation under the Open Meetings Act required 72 hours notice of posting of agenda items for that are going to be taken under consideration by the Commissioner's Court or any public body, whether it's a city council or a drainage district or whatever. It now requires 3 business days of posting, so our deadline is going to be Wednesdays by 3 p.m. so that we can have the Thursday, Friday, and Monday business day and comply with the new law. And I wanted y'all to note that if the holiday falls on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, the deadline for agenda submission is going to be 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So I know that that's going to potentially cause some problems, but we'll pay close attention to that and try to keep an eye out because we are going to always comply with what Austin tells us to do, whether we agree with it or not. So. And I will begin this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court with a time of public comment. If there's anyone who has any comment that they'd like to make on any item that's on the agenda today, we have one who signed up in advance, Ms. Jennifer Clark of Nederland, that wants to talk about tax abatements, and we do have an item on the agenda today that relates to a reinvestment zone under Chapter 312, which is tax abatement. So that I will invite you up, Ms. Clark.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for your time today and for being willing to hear my comment. My name is Jennifer Clark. I live in Nederland, and I lead a civic engagement and community service organization, the Southeast Texas Impact Initiative. Companies receiving tax abatements are failing to fulfill their promises. OCI brings ammonia and methanol to the Neches River. A 10-year, 100% abatement for a project valued at over $100 million with a promise of temporary construction jobs and a small amount of permanent jobs. The abatement will save them millions of dollars, but schools, EMS, roads, and drainage will not receive that revenue. This county struggles with infrastructure, education, and health care, and bears these impacts while OCI will enjoy tax relief. Jefferson County only asks that they prefer local hires without any measurable accountability. Texans are struggling. Over 40% work for poverty wages while these companies avoid taxes and work to extend their abatements, shifting the burden on community members. This is not sustainable. We are not anti-business, but we are against bad deals. We are asking you to advocate for a minimum local hiring requirement with permanent benefited positions and accountability for meeting that requirement. regular environmental oversight, including remediation standards aligned with international practices, a mandatory community investment requiring OCI to contribute a meaningful portion of profits to local schools, infrastructure, and public services, and independent economic analysts to ensure local benefit exceeds lost tax revenue. It's time for Texas to stop giving away its future for short-term corporate gain. We know we have the workforce to fill these positions, despite several of these companies' claims to the contrary. Our young people are moving away for opportunity and security we should be experiencing right here in Southeast Texas with the amount of industry we house. Our retiring population no longer have access to pensions and healthcare security. We must renegotiate these agreements to prioritize the health, safety, and prosperity of Texans, not just the profits of multinational corporations. Business growth is important for our community, but regulated and taxed business is necessary for our survival. Commissioners, we are counting on you to raise your voices, to forcefully represent constituents, and to ensure that growth in Texas benefits the people who call Texas home. After all, a promise unfulfilled is a lie. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Clark. All righty. We will move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file an agreement with Spectrum Business for new and revised enterprise internet service for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 on Viterbo Road, Suite 1, in the amount of $169.99 monthly with a one-time installation fee of $100. Item C is consider and approve execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis for online access subscription for the 136th Civil District Court for a one-year term from September 1st, 2025 through August 31st, 2026 at a cost of $125 per month for legal research. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a statement of work with CBTS for a security program assessment in the amount of $33,415 in accordance with the National Cooperative Purchasing Alliance contract 01097. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we only have one item today, regular county bills, check numbers 530566 through 530741. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Now, under emergency management, we had one item to consider, possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation contract renewal between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Emergency Management for the use of the facilities at Doggett Park during times of declared disaster pursuant to Section 791, the Texas Government Code, which is the Interlocal Cooperation Act. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, item A is conduct a public hearing regarding the expansion of the existing Golden Triangle Storage 2023 Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so we'll open up this public hearing. If there's anyone who wishes to make a comment about the expansion of the existing reinvestment zone for Golden Triangle Storage, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you will need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing and move on to items B through G. Item B is consider possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order to amend the existing Golden Triangle Storage 2023 reinvestment zone to pursuant to Chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item C is receive and file an amended tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and OCI Clean Ammonia LLC that allows said agreement to be transferred to Woodside Energy Group Limited pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute the 2025 request for feral hog grant, feral hog elimination grant through the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Item E is to receive and file the executed property tax abatement agreement reinvestment zone order between Jefferson County in Crescent Bio LLC pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.401 et sec. Item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Grace Community Church as a shelter of last resort for citizens for residents of Fannette, LaBelle, Cheek, and Hampshire. And item G is to consider and approve Go Mesa project funding, which we had a workshop on with Ducks Unlimited, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Texas Parks and Wildlife a couple of months ago. About 4 weeks ago, we discussed allocations, and 2 weeks ago, we handed out a paper which included, for the record, $135,000 for the Keep Late. And this comes from Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act funding that we get from the federal government from offshore oil leases, which has to be used on coastal projects. $135,000 for scour analysis to repair the and finalize the design for the fish pass baffle repairs. $500,000 for the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Needmore Ditch hydrologic study. $1.5 million for the McFadden National Wildlife Ditches and Levees Project, $125,000 for the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area Engineering Design and Permitting for 3 miles of rock breakwater to prevent erosion, $300,000 for McFadden National Wildlife Refuge for engineering design and permitting for replacement of 4 water control structures along the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway, and $400,000 for the Texas Point National Wildlife Refuge for hydrological investigation, preliminary engineering, and potential water control structure at Texas Bio, and $90,000 for prospectively, assuming all other contracts and all other eligibility requirements can be made, for a parking lot to get cars off the highway at the bird sanctuary west of Sabine Pass, $200,000 for a boat launch at Taylor Bow Bridge, and $400,000 if eligible for Humphrey Park bulkhead repairs. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alfred. Any discussion?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. Fred, one of those would be, in light of what we heard in the beginning, if my memory served me correct, on those abatements we have, we do have some tie down in there, and they send back to us how many people locally they are hiring, correct?
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, would you please? Okay. The other thing is, and about the school district, and that was unique, and we may need to target that area because I don't recall us having anything about school districts.
Those school district ones are done through the state now, Commissioner, and they have to. And there was some new legislation that was passed this session relating to that. You can stay up there, Fred. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to become effective September 1st, but that's done through the comptroller's office and not done locally. on the reporting. We do get quarterly reporting on the amount of money spent with local contractors, subcontractors, suppliers, vendors, and so forth, everything from restaurants to and we do have follow-up meetings with the companies. And as you know, having been in those meetings sometimes, Commissioner, they can sometimes get heated, and there are calls for accountability.
I was just saying, because I thought she was saying that those corporate partnerships should be more of a corporate partnership with the school district to benefit the school district. That's all I was relating to from that standpoint.
And there, most of the companies do give millions of dollars to local projects. Even the one in Louisiana, Chenier, has spent millions of dollars on the Texas side on boat docks and other areas. And we're working right now on a $15 million grant for living shorelines in the county that will be funded by one of the corporate partners. So that is at the one of the things that's at the top of their list, but you are, I'm not supposed to respond to what people say in their public comment, but there were some good points made.
I will spend some time with Ms. Clark to lay all that out, provide her with a copy of the policy, the application, and model abatement agreement, and how they have to report quarterly, open up bidding to everybody. So I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
And Judge, I just want to appreciate the comments as well. I think we can all learn from those and consider those. I wanted to comment on that Go Mesa project funding. I appreciate you taking the lead on getting those folks here and explaining to us how that funding could best be used. Specifically, I think that Taylor's Bayou boat launch project, I just had a report that, you know, there's some issues over there, and any repairs, that is a very well-used launch, and anything we can do to improve that area is great.
Yeah, that project's going to be dependent on our, and I had sent an email to TxDOT about getting a lease down there, so I don't know if they're going to have to run that through the general land office. They're checking to see what they need to do, but we're going to have to, obviously, we're going to have to make sure all of them meet the eligibility requirements before we do anything. And like at the, I think that with respect to the Audubon Society parking lot, we're going to have to get a separate lease between the county and the Doran bosses to take care of that. And I'm waiting to hear back from them about that issue. So the Commissioner's Court will have to come back and approve a lot of these contract and projects individually in the future, so this isn't the last word on them. But you know, if we do the parking lot and we do the boat launch and so forth, but I appreciate that. Any other,
Judge? I want to add this one to it because of that need more study. It's going to be for the lowering. Is it going to be an overall study for that need more ditch?
The whole area, what they're trying to do is where Needmore comes down, they're trying to do a big water retention area on the north side of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway that will benefit the marshlands during times of little rain.
Okay.
So they're trying to do a storage facility, plus they have a bunch of water-controlled structures directly across from it on the south side in McFadden that have failed because of age. And they have to get those permitted to put in new water control structures, and this will take care of that and help feed the water into that area, which we've discussed about how our siphons on the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway that we put on using BP oil spill money, how that is going to benefit that area. And this is just adding to protecting the vegetation, waterfowl, shrimp, and fish nursery habitat down there.
Right. Thank you.
And as far as the bulkhead money, would that cover the engineering part of it? What would that cover?
It's not going to cover much, considering what she says the total cost could potentially be, but it'll give us a start on it, and we may want to come back and make further allocations as soon as we figure out this. I think this is just an initial allocation to get us started, because engineering costs have gone up so dramatically the last several years, especially when the legislature 4 years ago took away our ability to do design build contracts, so which I call the architect and engineer full employment bill. But while the state is still doing design build contracts. But anyway, I digress. Any other comments under that particular agenda items? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under engineering, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a replat of Lot 7 and called 1.01 acre into Lot 6 and into Tract 7A out of the Beauart Gardens Edition, Volume 6, page 62 of the Jefferson County Map Records, located on North Garden Drive in Precinct Number 2. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met all of the county's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. We will have an Industrial Development Corporation board meeting, which should only take about 10 seconds at 11 a.m. And then would note that we'll have a workshop tomorrow at 1:30 on copy machines. And if there are any elected official that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action.
I would hope one would.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So we are finally, with a lot of teamwork, ready to reopen the Port Arthur office. We're slated to open on Friday. Got a little bit of dust still in the way today. They're finishing up, and we'll have our NemoQ queuing system installed tomorrow. But I feel confident that we can get that done in 2 days and open soft on Friday. So y'all help me spread the word, let everybody know. We send out press releases and invitations. And next Friday we'll have kind of a grand opening celebration to show off the new
space. This Friday morning?
This Friday morning we'll be open for business.
At
next
eight?
Friday morning. Oh,
the following Friday.
Yes. If you show up this weekend, it'll be...
Commissioner Senegal asked me to ask you if there will be donuts.
There will be donuts.
Sugar-free.
Of course there'll be donuts.
Sugar-free.
But not this week, next week. And coffee. I'll have to remember a decaf for Judge. So, but anyway, just I want to thank everybody that helped between MIS and construction and auditing and budgeting and you all. It was a huge team effort. So just want to thank you all for letting us get this done and getting open back better for Port Arthur.
And I want to thank you, Kate. I think we had a little conflict at first, but I want to thank you for doing it in a timely manner. I was in the office this morning. It looks great. It's going to be more user-friendly. I think that's a conversation we should have had at first, but thank God we did understand. And thank you for being straight with me all the way through. I think the citizens are going to totally love it.
Well, good.
I think the citizens of McCollum are going to love it because that'll keep the lines from being so long there. Thank you.
Exactly. So, well, thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Carroll. Anyone else?
Judge, I'm just going to, Commissioner Willis alluded to it in his prayer, but schools are reopening this week. Commissioner Alfred normally talks about the traffic a little bit, slowing down, but slow down, pay attention, stay off your phone, watch for school buses, watch for school children. Lots are just starting this first year and be darting out in front of cars. Just everybody's in a rush these days, but just take your time and stop and smell the roses a little bit.
Yeah, and real quick, is the cell phone law enforcement in school zones still in effect?
Yes.
In effect? I'm seeing a lot of people still, which school has been out.
A lot of schools, though, but absolutely. And so that's something else, you know, to go with what Carrie said. I'm going to steal Commissioner Alford's weekly. I 10, almost every highway in Jefferson County is under construction. Please be careful. We're working way too many fatalities and too many wrecks this time of year. Certainly with back to school, that's going to flush a lot more people out on the roads than normally. Summer, it was light, but we still had a lot of bad things happen. So you cannot be on a cell phone in school zones, right? And so that's an additional law. If you get a license plate, if it's a chronic abuser, Commissioner, let us know. We'll have a conversation with those folks. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm going to tag onto that because we did get a notice that I-10 is going to be shut down at Boyd Road.
Yes.
This weekend during various times. They're coming in with the bridge beams on one side, then the other side, but avoid that at all costs.
And so if you can go Highway 90.
They're detouring traffic.
Because even 124 right now is it's bad route. It's just because so much traffic is automatically diverting there. So what we're finding every weekend is people are lost and riding through West Jefferson County and tearing up highways and the other roads. And so if you can go west another way, preferably Highway 90 right now, but plan to leave early in the morning before everybody gets on those roads. It's wearing our guys out. We're stationing guys, you know, working traffic and trying to direct people who are lost through. So, again, just, you know, be cautious.
We want to make sure we're protecting our infrastructure and those big trucks going through there.
We've been writing tickets.
I know. I know y'all are going to get them.
And Judge, that right there really sums it up. We appreciate you writing the tickets because the infrastructure inside those areas is being beat up because of the Interstate 10.
Right. We're finding a lot of those trucks are running unpermitted or violating their truck permits, and so we've been trying to enforce that and slow that traffic down. But again, you know, they got to be here, guys. I know people are on the highway department. It's going to be nice when they finish. And so we just got to get through that. And so, you know, it's a two-edged sword. So.
And for everybody that lives here, please stay off the interstates if you can, because those individuals, there's so many people drive it every day from outside of our area. And they don't know what's about to happen when they get in there. So they running fast, and then all of a sudden, that's important, and most important has been stated, Commissioner Erickson, all over the county, please be careful for our kids.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here today. And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.